Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my mum in Clapham.
Did you watch the Brits?
Did I? I have to say, I think the best moment was the performance of the person that we have coming up on Table Manners.
Well, I'd seen her on the Grammys as well.
She's been everywhere. She's absolutely reigning supreme. Her name is Kim Petras, and you may know of her from being a kind of amazing pop disco banger pop star, or being a featured artist on Sam Smith's absolute smash,
Unholy.
Kim is a trailblazer. She is fabulous. She is fashion. She makes such fun music. And I think it's an absolute coup that we've got her today.
Can't wait to
meet
her.
It's a Monday morning. She had the Brits on Saturday and she's here coming for brunch.
Yep.
And you know, she's probably leaving for on a jet plane to LA in the afternoon. She's managed to squeeze us in. I'm so very excited to hear her successes, to hear about her journey. She just won a Grammy. She just performed at the Grammys and then the Brits. And we've got her in Clapham for a brunch. Now, Mum, what's on the menu?
Well, because Kim Petras is a little bit Greek, thought I'd excited with a little bit of Greek food.
Well, she's German Greek, now lives in LA.
Yeah. Well, she did mention she was Greek, so I thought I'd make a spanakopita.
Any excuse.
Any excuse to bring in the Greek bit. A spanakopita.
In the Table Manners cookbook.
Yeah. And I've made boyardi eggs.
Also in the Table Manners cookbook.
A la Limnanari Beach.
Yep.
And then I made a little cheeky Florentine for afterwards.
Oh, Mum. We've been talking about this.
Darling, I did cook all yesterday evening.
And it really helps.
Yeah.
The wise words of Yotam Ottolenghi still help us every
prepare
day.
The night before.
So what do you actually have to do today?
I've just got to put the eggs in the boyardi and put the spanakopita, the mix, I made it all yesterday, into the phyllo pastry. I've done it slightly differently. I saw something where you put the dill chopped up in the oil and then you paint it on the pastry.
The brilliant Kim Petras coming up on Table Manners. We have Kim Petras here, live and direct, from an amazing, astounding Brit Award and
Grammys.
And Grammys. You've had a busy week, girl.
Oh, it's been crazy. It's kind of been nonstop. We did SNL, Grammys, Brits, and that's just been like in the last 3 weeks. So it's just been like, whoo.
And that's why you've walked in with a sugar-free Red Bull.
Yes.
Now you've got your sugary coffee.
Yes, which is much better, but I didn't have time to get a coffee.
Oh,
so
babes.
You know.
It's exhausting. When it's going, that's the thing though, when it's going well,
yeah,
it's crazy and then you're kind of like a hamster on a wheel and it's amazing and you don't want to complain because obviously it's wonderful, but it must be exhausting. You must be knackered.
Yeah, for sure. I'm exhausted. I do to myself. Yesterday was my day off and I was like, let's go to Paris. Let's go to Disneyland.
No, you didn't.
I had to. I grew up in Germany and like Disneyland Paris was like every summer vacation I would go and I haven't been since before the pandemic. So you thought
on your only day off, you'd just go from London to Paris to the most exhausting place in the world, the happiest place in the world.
It's invigorating if you love it.
Did it did it kind of fill your soul with what you needed?
Yes.
Did you go to It's a Small World?
No, we didn't. Oh. I love It's a Small World.
Yeah, I thought.
What's
yeah.
your favorite ride?
My favorite one is the Phantom Manor, which is the Haunted Mansion.
Your adrenal glands must be shot.
Yes. Thank God. I'm a huge, like, I love anything fast, anything. So, yeah, we just, like, went on all the fast rides. And
did you go to the merchandise shop? Did you buy any ears?
Yeah, I did buy ears. I got the Guardian of the Galaxy Groot ears. And it said
son's favorite thing is Groot.
Oh, my God, I love Groot.
Where do you get them from?
So, hon, can you show me a picture of these Groot ears?
Yeah.
I mean, it's his birthday coming up. I'm gonna find a way.
Disney store. Probably
it's so funny. Them. Why do you love Groot? Because he likes it. He's never been able to watch it. He just thinks that he's lovely.
Same. I don't know who doesn't like.
He's
Groot?
A tree trunk, isn't he?
Don't know. Yeah. Him.
He's very sweet.
He's a tree trunk. He's a bit brown.
So, hon, you went to. So
what, says I am Groot on the back.
Oh, they're really sweet. I did not think you were going to go for Groot in the Disney shop.
Yeah, for some reason they just really spoke to me and it was just time to Groot it up.
So, what time did you go to sleep on the Saturday? Because the Brits was on the Saturday.
Yeah, I'd say like 2 a.m., 2.30 a.m.
And what time was the wake-up call for Disney?
6 a.m. I didn't get much sleep
on the train?
I did fall asleep on the train.
Did you just eat at Disneyland or did you go for somewhere like a big steak frit for later?
No, we just ate at Disneyland, but it was good.
Yeah.
The snacks were really good.
Oh, it is good in France, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can have wine there as well.
And wine, of course. Yeah. Champagne.
Of course.
Would you like champagne?
I like champagne.
Would you like some now?
I would love some now.
Oh, good.
Champagne and coffee, nothing is better. Champagne Kisses is one of my favorite songs of yours.
Oh,
it's
my
so
God,
beautiful.
Kim, thank you.
It's such a well-written song. It's really beautiful.
You're so lovely. Honestly, it's a real honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I am just so thrilled for the success. And also, I mean, you've been going for a long time.
Yes.
You've been doing your thing. You've been doing your MTV European Music Award performance. You've been successful. And
Thanks.
Then Unholy has kind of done this next level.
Yes.
Kind of mainstream. I mean, you're a club kid.
Yes.
How long have you been doing music for?
So since I was 12, I started writing.
Yeah.
Jessie, she's my type of girl.
I fell in love with writing pretty early, and I was obsessed with Max Martin, pop songwriting, all of that stuff. And I just remember always being like on car rides to school. I used to have to take the ferry and the bus.
And where was this, in Germany?
In Germany, like 2 hours outside of Cologne in a place called Ockerod, which is just like mountains, grass, nothing.
I'm going to abstain for a moment. Actually, no, I can't. Come on. A little whistle.
Yeah.
We can do a L'chaim, yeah.
Cheers, thank you. L'chaim,
cheers.
You.
Congratulations on
thank
all
you.
The success. And
thank
it's a pleasure
so
to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So you grew up in kind of in the countryside.
Very
you got
countryside.
A ferry to school.
Yes.
And you were
Across
listening
the
to
Rhine.
Pop. You were listening to pop music on the way there.
Yeah.
Long journeys.
Yes.
I'm in a situation where my children demand what's on our playlist in the car. But I remember when we were younger, it was the radio.
Yes.
One radio station.
Yes.
Or maybe two. Or like a Whitney Houston greatest hits, or
yes.
you know, the Bodyguard soundtrack, or what else did we listen to?
Grease.
The musical we had, the Grease.
Love.
So you were listening to the radio and
yes.
listening to these pop songs.
Yes.
And then when did you get to work with Max Martin?
Well, that all happened in the last year.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It happened really, really recently. I kind of got introduced to that whole crew of people through Sam and through Unholy, because Ilya produced Unholy.
Who's done Burr with you?
Yeah,
well.
Who's done Burr with me. And like I love the MXM crew, and it's just been like really fascinating, really like writing with them. And
so who wrote Unholy?
Unholy was written by a lot of people. Omer Fedi, Blake, Jimmy Napes,
yeah,
Circuit.
Love you, Jimmy.
And the song, you know, came to me kind of already pretty fully fleshed. And then they were just like, here
do your verse.
Is an open part. And I just kind of went in and freestyled, and everyone was really happy. And that's what I like, when people are excited that you're in the room and they feel like you're adding something to a song. And I feel like Sam and I have been talking about collaborating for years at this point, and so it was just kind of the right moment. And yeah, didn't think it would do what it did, but
really?
It did. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
I definitely,
of course, yeah.
But you know, I've been, you know, I'm like something like close to 50 songs in of releasing songs, you know, that I all love. Like, I'm proud to say I haven't released a song that I don't still love, mm-hmm. which I feel like lucky about. But you know, I've been just making pop music for gay clubs for my whole life, you know? And so, this one was really amazing. And I think Sam and I really like meshed well, like our vocal tones and everything.
It's amazing.
But
and my kids are demanding it in
yes!
the car. That's when you know you've got the toddlers and the kids singing, ooh, daddy, daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my daughter knows all the designers, thanks to you. So let's take it back to Germany. Who was eating at the dinner table with you, and what were you eating?
My mom, my two older sisters, my mom's boyfriend. That was usually the dinner combo. And my mom definitely just loved making food. Always.
Is she good at it?
Yeah, for sure. She's very like doing her own thing. We ate a lot of Greek food. Like Petrus is Greek.
So who is Greek in your family?
My grandfather, I think, in my mother's side. It's all very mixed up. I think a lot of people in Germany have this, because my grandparents were like from a town in Poland that got taken over during the World War, and then went to Germany after that, and kind of a lot of like the Polish history in my family kind of got erased a little bit, because like you couldn't like speak Polish anymore and all of those things. So it's sad. I wish I knew more like Polish foods and Polish things, but it really like, I think they kind of felt like a little ashamed of like their heritage. And so that part of my family kind of disappeared a little bit. So I'm not really sure, and I need
but
to do 23andMe.
You're a little bit Greek.
Yeah, but we're a little bit Greek, we're a little bit Polish, we're a little bit French, a little bit German. So we have all of those things, and yeah.
We heard that you have a tradition on Christmas Eve, is it?
Yeah, it's always Greek food. It's always been Greek food. So.
And what's on the dinner table then? What are you eating?
Lots of feta, lots of like hummusy salads. The like dolmas. Mm. All of yeah, like grape leaves.
We decided, because we go to Greece every year.
Amazing.
So we decided to give you a kind of a Greek brunch.
Yeah,
because we didn't know whether you would have been having any Greek food in a while.
Yeah, no, I really haven't.
So
yeah,
mum
there
is
aren't
made
good Greek restaurants in LA, except for one.
Oh, for God's sake, my sister's boyfriend, these poor people that have to listen to this on the podcast every day. My sister's boyfriend has a restaurant called Greekman's. You should go there for Greek food.
I would love to.
In
enjoy
Silver
yourself.
Lake.
In Silver Lake. I live around the corner from Silver Lake.
Walk
so that
down
is perfect.
There, darling.
Okay, incredible.
But mum is made.
Do you hear that, Tori? Write it down.
It's spanakopita, so it's spinach pie, and I've made boyardi eggs, which I don't know is actually very common in Greece, but it's a bit like shakshuka with eggs and feta.
Amazing.
So I hope it's
so
nice.
Incredible.
And I feel, you know, have you eaten well whilst you've been in London?
Yes, I Indian food is a must in London.
Yeah,
can I guess, have you been to Dishoom? Like every other American that comes here.
Literally,
I mean,
of course we've been to Dishoom and it's incredible every single time. The Ruby Chicken is insane, and there's so many things on that menu that are insane. But I always try to mix it up. I'm really kind of, I think just like, I like trying as many things as possible and I like all styles of food. And I feel like I'm pretty adventurous with
food.
So I always like to just try different things. So we had like a Nigerian the other day. Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Where was that?
Beautiful.
Whereabouts was that?
Well, I'm kind of in the Shoreditch area. I'm horrible with names. So I'm not sure what the restaurant was, but thank you.
You had jollof rice, I bet.
Yes. It was so good. Hot? It was delicious.
How hot? How red?
I feel like I go pretty spicy, so I always ask for the spicy stuff. I'm really into it. I think anything I like to be extreme with. Yeah. Like I like speed, spicy food, like, you know, all of the.
I'm thinking about those poor vocal cords and just thinking they just need to like go to a silent retreat for about, like, have no spice, no champagne, no coffee.
Definitely.
No,
I want to know what your mum was cooking.
She's a big lasagna fan. She used to make lasagna like once a week. That was definitely my favorite. Like, she did like a spinachy lasagna.
Oh, nice.
It was really delish.
I'd love the recipe for that.
Yeah, me too. Also,
can you cook?
I can't. I'm horrible.
Darling, if you read, you can cook.
Okay, good. Good to know. No, I think I just never, you know, I was always like, I can't. So I won't even try.
And it gets so easy, doesn't it, when you get into the habit of just ordering in and eating out. And I think it's such a different kind of culture in the States to,
yeah,
especially in like New York and LA.
Yeah, we do. I also have friends who are amazing cooks.
Well, there you go.
I think my like chosen family, like they often, like super often, like bring snacks and like, I want to make dinner for you and things like that. So I think it's so much better and lovelier to eat something that someone's made than, you know, especially for you, than to go out and order. But yeah, I need to just do it. I need to get over myself. It's time.
Can you, I mean, if we were coming round to your house and we were like, we're not cooking, Kim. It's down to you, girl.
I would order.
What's your most frequently ordered takeaway?
Ooh, ramen from this place, Tatsu Ramen in LA. I just love ramen. I think the best ramen I've had was in Australia, surprisingly.
Well, Australia is so good for everything.
Yeah,
isn't
it's really incredible. And I think Vegemite really gave them a bad rap. Like,
do you like Marmite? Have you heard of Marmite?
Ooh, what is it?
Marmite is like the meatier version that we have in Britain.
But it's okay. Not meat in, it's just yeast.
No, it's just yeast. But it's Vegemite much better is their than, version.
Vegemite is bland compared to Marmite.
I don't know. I don't mind. But Marmite, you've never tried Marmite?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Management, if you're still here tomorrow, Kim must. Do you like eggs in the morning?
Love eggs in the morning.
She's got to have a Marmite poached egg with Marmite on toast.
Please. Tori, write it down.
You've got to have it tomorrow. Also, I love that your team really embrace the British culture. They're all having Earl Grey with milk, which is unheard of when Americans come over.
We have had, like, we've been, like, back and forth in the UK more than ever. And I feel like I've gotten to know so many parts of London that I love, so many restaurants. And, like, I'm legitimately, like, I kind of want to have a place in London. And like,
everyone does.
I really like it here. And I think like I've made some great friends. Like, I discovered that one of my friends from like high school from Germany lives here now. And we've hung out a lot. And it's just been really lovely to really get to know it. Because I think the last few times that I came here, it was like kind of like I would spend like 2 nights here and then be out. But I've gotten to know so much over the last 6 months of London. And I love it. And there's so many.
You should go clubbing with Jesse.
Oh God, yeah. Well,
where do you go?
I went to Body Movements the other day, which was at Printworks, and I heard somebody that I feel like could open up for you, Kim. Ooh. Cobra. Have you heard of Cobra?
I love Cobra.
Cobra's amazing. She's I'd amazing. Never heard of her, and she was like A-list. I was like, I'm in, sold. And I thought she'd
cut my hair, do my nails,
it was so
I'm
good.
A brand new bitch.
Yeah, I felt like it could have been I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. She's awesome. I think she's so cool.
So that, I mean, I don't go clubbing that much, but
when you do, where do you go?
Well, where do I go? I'm very lucky that the kind of the queer community have really embraced me, and I have missed out on like clubbing in gay clubs and queer clubs, like it's so much better than.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I'm a fool. I used to. It's the best.
It's the best. I love that they actually just play the songs. You
it's
know, like
so much more fun.
Yeah, I think so too. Like definitely, like for. I mean, for me, that was like my. I feel like gay clubs like raised me. I remember like 13, 14, just sneaking in there. You know,
in
Germany.
Town.
Yeah, and just like wanting to hear Kylie and Madonna and like
so you're a massive fan of Kylie.
Huge.
She is wonderful. Vouch that Kylie is she's yeah. a
so
queen.
And have you met her?
I have met her. The first restaurant I went to in Australia, Kylie was there.
She's getting the right reservations.
Totally.
I tell
no,
you.
it was like totally like the Queen of Australia was there, and like I feel like that was my sign that I, you know, need to spend more time in Australia.
Who did the intro?
I did. She had tweeted me previously. She liked a song of mine, "Sweet Spot" from Clarity, and she tweeted me just like a heart, and so I went up to her and I was like, I just want to say that you're my queen and I love you. And she was so lovely, and that's what I keep hearing about her. It's just that she's a really truly lovely person. Everybody I speak to is ever like
she's a pro. Met her.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet. Yeah. She's fun. She's a pro. And you're gonna be at in Sydney with her for
yes.
World Pride.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So I need to know more about food, darling.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
So you were eating round the table. Did you all eat meals together?
Yeah, I think we all collectively enjoy just a lot of dishes on the table and just a little bit of everything. You know, I think that's our favorite way of
eating. Do you
eating,
eat schnitzel
sharing everything.
Because you're German?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course I eat schnitzel.
What's your favorite schnitzel?
I named my dog schnitzel. Oh! Yeah, little schnitzel.
So do you like veal schnitzel?
Yeah, of course. Veal schnitzel is great. Chicken schnitzel yeah. is great.
Is there a good schnitzel place in LA?
Schnitzel's a great word.
It's just
such
a fun
word. It's made me feel better already.
And I get to just yell it all the time.
Schnitzel, come here.
Yeah.
What sort of dog is schnitzel?
He's a little Pomeranian, and it's like the color of like a schnitzel, you know. So it just made sense. But yeah, I mean, there's different. There's like. Once with like the mushroom sauce on top of it. Once where you just squeeze
the egg, the Holstein with mm-hmm. the. I love that.
Me too. And then there's a cordon bleu, which is
with the ham and cheese.
Ugh, I love
but
that
you
one
always
too.
Think you're not going to be able to manage it because it always comes out so big. But actually, it's all battered out.
Yeah, totally.
And it's, you always can manage
it because we're greedy bitches.
Yeah. Well, I think the ones that I like are the really thinly pounded ones.
Me too.
I love that when like crispy,
really thin and crispy mm-hmm. and slimming because they're so thin.
Yes.
Kim, I
so
really,
slimming.
Yeah. I really believe that the first thing that you should do when you get home is do a Trader Joe's. Order, Whole Foods order.
Okay.
Rest your voice and batter. Pound some meat.
Okay.
And make yourself a schnitzel.
Okay.
I feel like you should do that. That should be your beginning of your culinary cooking journey.
Okay. Do you like potato salad? Like the German potato salad?
What's
I do.
I don't know what you put in it that makes it different.
Mayonnaise?
No, it's not mayonnaise, I don't think.
There's definitely different kinds. Like we have some that are more like lemony. You know, not so mayonnaise based.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably my favorite ones.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut. It's amazing. I honestly, like I used to go on a lot of vacations to Austria as a kid skiing.
Can you ski? And which
yes.
town?
Tirol. Tyrol?
Tyrol? Tyrol, yeah. No,
Tyrol,
But I used to go to Kitzbühel.
Mum just wants to tell you about falling in love with people on the slopes.
No, okay, I love it.
I don't ski now because I'm scared that if I fell over, I'd never ever get up again.
But you can still do the après skiing.
Yeah, yes. I'm good at that.
It's a lot of strain. Are you going to take a holiday? And where would you choose? Would you choose cold or hot? And would you choose it on its food?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I miss Austria a lot. I think that's why I'm like, I've just been like today with like, I know later we're discussing what would be my last meal. And I was just kind of thinking back on like vacations, skiing vacations there, and like the German food in Austria kind of being better than the German food in Germany.
Oh, really? Or,
yeah, totally. And like they have so many like incredible dishes there.
Applestrudel, mit Schlag. With cream.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah, it's just like a hit of whipped cream.
Whipped cream, like squirted
out. Mitschlag.
And the apple strudel is the best in Austria.
I'm actually quite hungry.
Okay.
Is it ready?
It is.
We shall eat and then we shall find out your last supper.
This is so exciting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Germany right now than you are when you're in LA.
Yes.
Is it that, do you ever feel a pull to go back, or is it kind of
well, my whole family still lives there. So for my family, absolutely. And like for my friends, and sometimes I just miss, like, I feel like, you know, Germans are very like cold and shut off in life emotionally, but like when they open up, they really open up, and I miss that sometimes, you know. And like my go to karaoke bars in Cologne. I miss those.
What's it called?
It's called the one I used to go to was called Die Mumu, which is
And what's your karaoke song? I mean,
my karaoke song.
My favorite question. What is it?
Honestly, anything Cher, but especially Strong Enough by Cher.
I love that
song. Because I'm strong enough to live without you, strong enough.
Oh, it's so good.
Is this too spicy?
Not for me and Kim, I don't think.
I love it. This is amazing.
Last Supper.
So the drink I would pick is something we do in Germany where you mix Coca-Cola and Fanta, and it's called Spezi.
I've never heard this
You are the
one.
First person to give us this, and also the first person to do the drink is the first thing. I love this.
Darling, just say the word again.
Spezi.
Spezi. And what does it mean?
It doesn't really mean anything. That's just the name of it.
And it's S-P-I-T.
S-P-E-Z-I. Spezi.
And you go, you fancy a Spezi?
Yeah.
And what kind of day would you be having a Spezi? A kid's party? Or would you still be having one right now, Kim?
Yeah, I would be having one right now, for sure. Like, honestly, any occasion. That's like, I just like, I love kind of the classic, like, I think Coca-Cola for me is such a like classic, just good, always the same drink.
You know where you're at.
Totally. Like, you just always know what you're going to get. So I love that about it.
I can't say I'm that enthused to try it, Kim. Orange with Coca-Cola. I mean, what booze are you going
to
put in there?
You have to try it. What booze could you put in there? I've never really drank it with booze, but I guess you could put vodka in it.
A Spezi Vod.
Yeah, Spezi Vod.
When would you drink that? When you go clubbing?
No.
Could you get
just
it in
like
a club?
In like life.
Would they
just
know?
Reminds you of what? Summer?
Just reminds me of like my childhood.
Mm.
It's like definitely just something that like started in my childhood that I think I just like would like want to go back to if it was my last meal.
What's your starter going to be?
Honestly, I just really like a really good like steamed spinach with garlic. Like, I love it.
That's your no, Kim, I'm sorry. It was going so well. That's a fucking side dish, babe.
Darling,
that's not your starter.
Darling, I've almost got it here.
I feel like the main dish, like, I would want to do like a chicken parm as the main dish.
Chicken parm?
From anywhere in particular?
Yes, Arte in New York. Shout out. I've like went on like a chicken parm hunt when I found out about it. Because like honestly, like here in Europe, chicken parm isn't really like, in Germany it isn't a thing.
It's kind of a tomato-y schnitzel.
Mm-hmm. And I would have said that schnitzel would have been my favorite thing because I just like love schnitzel always.
But do they put breadcrumbs on a chicken parm?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's chicken breast. Is it cheese in there? It's mozzarella, not parmesan, though.
It's both.
Oh, is it both?
Yeah. It's delicious.
Do you want some more spinach pie?
I want it all, Mum.
What would your starter be? I'm sure you've said this a million times.
Oh, yeah. Jessie likes my chicken soup.
Oh, her chicken soup's great.
I love a chicken soup. I also love a French onion soup.
Oh, yes.
I haven't done that for ages. But I feel like it wouldn't go with a chicken parm.
No.
Like, that would be too insane.
Don't think about that, though. I think you can have your spinach, your bloody steamed garlic spinach, which I
love
think,
it.
I like that you like it, but that really? That just is an extra dish.
No, totally.
And then you can have a little onion. I like that. French onion soup. With a Gruyere baguette bit, you get that crouton, that massive crouton.
Totally. I love a crouton.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I would need croutons as well.
Yeah.
Just croutons.
So we're having French onion soup, some spinach on the side.
Yeah.
Chicken parm.
From this place. What's it called again?
Arte in New York, shout out.
Arte.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there.
I was going to say it, but it's like pretty classic New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been to like at least like 10 places or something like in like 1 week and tried like chicken parm everywhere. And really compared them. We made like a list.
I love this.
Of like all the cons and pros because we were just really obsessed with finding it. I want to do it again, honestly. I want to find more places to try chicken parms and just find like the best one.
I've never had this in America.
Well, listeners, if you know any good chicken parm places for Kim Petras, please send them to us at hello@tablemannerspodcast.com and we'll send them on. You got a sweet tooth, Kim?
I do, but I think I'm usually more of a savory person.
Okay.
There's one dish I really want to talk about, which is Germknödel, which is like a yeasty dumpling with hot plum, like compote in the middle, vanilla sauce,
knödel,
vanilla sauce on top of it, and poppy seeds, and it's
Jesus,
the most.
Where'd you get that?
And that just
is that après-ski.
That's very après-ski, and it's like my mom used to make
that. She can
that
make it.
She can make
it. I think we need that recipe.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Germknödel.
Gam meaning?
It's like germ. G-E-R-M, because it's yeast, I guess.
Oh,
so it's
Germknödel.
Yeah, Germknödel. They're stunning. I got to show you guys.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I was thinking about them this morning, and I was just like...
Let me see a picture.
Yes, they look like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. They're so good.
So they're like a bit like a pancake.
Yeah, but they're really puffy. Yeah. So dumpling vibes.
Your mum's good at that?
Yeah, somehow she knows how to do that. And I think that's really impressive. And I got to ask her how she does it.
And who is going to be at your last supper?
Ooh, who's going to be there?
It can be a famous person. It could be family. It can be a bit of both. Whatever you want.
Probably have my mom. Have people from my team. My team has really become my family. My team has been with me since the start. Since like none of us had a career or anything. We just like found each other and stuck together.
Where did you find each other?
On random, shoots, things, LA, hustling. And yeah, like Gilbert and Tori who's here and Iggy, they've just been with me for a long time. And they've really become like my family. So I would love to have them with me. And all three of my dogs.
You've got three?
Schnitzel, Carl and Tilda.
Carl after Carl Lagerfeld.
Mm-hmm. No.
And Tilda after Tilda Swinton.
Yes.
Really?
Tilda Swinton is my favorite actress.
Are they all Pomeranians?
Mm-mm. Carl is a pug.
Oh, I don't know if Carl Lagerfeld would have been happy with being a pug. What do you think?
He's a black pug. He's very very cute. And Tilda is a little Chihuahua mix. I don't know what she fully is. I need to do a DNA test, but she's just like a larger Chihuahua.
Is she yappy?
She's nervous.
Oh, really?
She just like is like shaky you know, stuff like that. But not as yappy as you would think. Honestly, the Pomeranian is the schnitzel's the yappiest out of all of it.
Who's got your dogs now?
They're at the dog hotel in LA.
I've heard about this place.
Yeah.
Can you tune into them on CCTV and see what they're doing in their boudoir?
Yeah. They have a little bed and a little TV.
It's like going to Sunset Tower for dogs.
It's got a funny little name. I think it's called Chateau Marmotte.
Yes.
Marmotte.
I know one called Chateau Marmotte. Are you in love?
Unfortunately, no.
But maybe, you know, single, ready to mingle.
Yeah, anything definitely single, ready to mingle. But also, I enjoy my life so much. Mm. This is what I've been working towards.
I'm exactly the same as Kim.
Yeah, I just, you know, I love being this busy. It makes me feel, like, alive and happy. And I honestly kind of think it would be
like... You don't have to be responsible for anyone. Yeah. Oh, I'm going away. And then, oh, are you going away again? And all of that.
Yeah, I think, if anyone wanted to date me right now, they kind of have to chase me around the world, which, like, kind of glam. if anyone wants to do that, feel free. But, you know, I just, like, I'm never in the same place for long enough to really have a relationship. I go on dates, but I'm not, like...
Do you mind being...
I don't need it.
No, you don't. I'm exactly like you, mm-hmm. Kim. I think we've got a lot in
common. You don't go on dates, though, Mum?
No, because would you...
You don't need them.
I don't need the dates, darling. No. And I'm not going to be a nurse or a purse now at my age.
A nurse or a purse. Oh, my God. Put that into your next
My
song.
Friend's Andrea's.
Nurse or purse.
That's amazing.
When you get to my age, you're either a nurse or a purse.
Dealing with their, that's funny.
Yeah.
I think there's always love around.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But
Mum.
Also, I feel like you know a lot more than me. But
I want to hear about, you've talked about the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about how hard that hustle was. And was there ever a point, I don't believe there probably was, that where you thought, you know what, this is too much. I'm going to go and do something completely different.
No, the way I got into the music industry was by writing jingles in Germany. So I wrote a laundry detergent commercial for Vernel in Germany
when
I was 16. Oh my God, I'm never going to reveal it. It's very embarrassing. but people, you know, that got me a publishing contract. And then I started writing jingles and I was like, oh, I can just write jingles in my bedroom. And of course, I was also doing my demos because I always had a passion for writing. So
what age were you writing the jingle? Because you got signed...
I was 16 when I wrote the jingle, and then 17 when I signed a publishing deal. So that was awesome. But I had been writing since I was 12 because I really didn't really have friends at all. I lived very far out in school, and it was a different time. And being transgender back then was really just not the thing. You know, everyone just thought it was strange, you know. So
you're 30 now.
I just turned 30.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy about it, and I feel like all the work has paid off. But I moved to LA at 18. I didn't really know anyone, and I slept on studio couches. I slept in garages of random people. I just, you know, for the first 2-3 years, nothing really happened, and it was pretty rough for sure. But that's what you just
did
have
you,
to.
Was your mum worried about you?
Yeah, they were definitely all worried about me. And just like, you know, I don't come from money. So there wasn't really, my mom always believed
What's
in
your
me.
Mum do?
My mom is a dance teacher. She used to have her own little dance studio, and I loved her dance studio. And I remember her students really loved her, and it was a lot of gay guys and a lot of, you know, just LGBTQ people who just love to dance. And so that's kind of the environment that I grew up in.
And she's always been supportive.
Yes. And she's been the really accepting mother of me, who just really believed me and just really, you know, gave me hope that I could, you know, live life. Because thing about, you know, trans kids sometimes is that they don't believe they can, you know, ever fit into society. And, you know, so yeah, I owe a lot to my mom. I love my mom and moms in general. Moms are very loving.
Yeah, I remember that, Jess.
I remember seeing a This Morning interview you did.
Yeah.
And you were on to promote music.
Yeah.
But that was not the conversation. No. I mean, how many years ago was that?
That was 14 years ago. Yeah, well,
it's a different time.
Very different.
But it was very much about you being a trans girl. And
oh, thank you so much.
It was very much, I mean.
I hope they don't take your teeth out.
And then at the end, it just goes, and you've got some music out. And it was, I feel like you dealt with it. So you've always been such an amazing advocate.
Thank you.
And that was 14 years ago?
Yeah, that I did that. And I did my first documentary in Germany when I was around 12.
Right.
When I started my transition. And, you know, it was dead naming. They were calling me a transvestite on TV. I was fully, like, built into being a joke. And the headline was always, like, from boy to girl, from Tim to Kim. You know, it was always just, like, really brutal. And I think it really fueled me to prove to people I actually have talent, you know. And my goal with that was just like to be open about it. But like, of course, the main thing is I made music since I was a kid.
Yeah, right.
And no one really wanted to mention that back then, you know. And so, and I'm glad about that because like my music wasn't as good as it is now. You know, I definitely, you know, everyone starts out somewhere and gets better and gets better. And that's something I'm really proud of. It's just that I kept getting better and working, you know, on the quality of the music. And so, yeah, I'm proud of that. But definitely, like, I think the media was really brutal. So I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's like, sometimes it's just like.
Do you think it's different in Germany to America?
Like, are they now owning you and being like, oh, Kim Petras?
No, really? No. I think in Germany, like, I mean, that's really why I like felt like I had to move out because it was really like I was like the joke in Germany, you know, like it was tough. Like I was like, and definitely like wanting to, you know, find a boyfriend, things like that. Like I was like on like 9 gag forums, like I was like the it's a trap meme, you know. Aww. All of that stuff. So it was tough, and I had a lot to prove, and I did. And now look at me.
Yeah. Damn right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And now I'm sitting here eating a lovely meal with you guys.
Do you still feel compelled to promote the transgender argument, or do people often push you into that? And that you want to talk about your music, but like before, every time you're interviewed, that always is the thing that comes up.
Well, that's kind of, I think that's the thing that I've learned. I want to be open about it. I want to talk about it. It's a part of who I am. It's a part of why I make, you know, the music that I make, why I have the perspective that I have. It's all a part of me. And I just, you know, I think the one thing my mom always taught me was to, you know, always don't have secrets, because secrets give people ammunition against you. And that's always like the way that I've lived my life. Just be an open book and let everyone judge and just hope that someone's going to like it. And so I never want to hide it, and I want to talk about it. And I think honestly, like, yeah, it's really crazy how people are towards trans people still to this day.
Oh, so that girl got murdered this weekend because she was trans.
Yeah.
A little 15-year-old girl was murdered. 16-year-old girl, transgender girl.
Stabbed by two
and
boys.
And it was two 15-year-olds, a girl and a boy, that killed her because she's trans.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. And in America, I mean, the violence against especially black trans girls is horrific. And it's nothing's getting done about it. So, yeah, I feel the need to talk about it because I care, and I care about the community, and it's a community that's always given me hope. And I have some friends that are very dear to me, and I want nothing to happen to them. And I think it's time that it becomes something that you're not ashamed of and that you can be open about. And it's, you know, if you look back into history and stuff, there's always been people who felt like they were, you know, either a bit of both genders or, you know, intersex or all of those things. And people just forget and act like it's this new thing, but it's just always been there.
It's always been there.
Yeah, I'm doing this interview about this amazing artist, Amanda Lear, who had a big disco hit, Queen of Chinatown, back in the day. And she was not openly transgender, but she was like, had a big disco hit here here in Europe, and then later on came out as transgender, which is amazing. But I just, you know, I love the history. There's always been like trans musicians who, you know, maybe weren't very open about it, but then later when people found out, you know, became heroes. And so yeah, I just want to rep those people and keep their names alive. And that stuff's important to me, so I'm going to do it.
You're amazing, Kim.
Thank you.
You are. And I'm like so excited for you. You've got your album. I mean, you've had 50 songs out, you said.
Yeah, something like that.
But this is
that.
Your debut record?
Technically.
Technically, yeah. How does this work? Let's talk about this.
So I've been an independent artist. I've had Bunhead Records.
Is that your own label?
Yeah. And I signed to Republic Records with Universal about a year and a half ago. So this is my first major label debut. So, you know, that it's that moment. Mm-hmm. But technically, I already have 2 to 3 albums out, which I all love. And yes. I have a Halloween album, which is called Turn Off the Light, which is probably my favorite project I've ever done. And it's really spooky. It's like spooky disco vibes. If you ever feel like checking it out, let me know what you think.
I just
I feel like you would like
it. The haunted house that she just
of course.
Love haunted things.
I want to talk about the eye makeup for the Brits. Mm. It was kind of a bit like a glamorous spider woman. It was really amazing.
Thank you.
Who did it?
Gilbert Solis, my amazing makeup artist.
One of your team that would be round at your dinner table.
Yep, that would be at my dinner table. Such a talented person. I love people who just love expression, you know, of themselves and how they feel. And we were just kind of talking about, like, I was looking at these hypnotization spirals. And so we were just like, wouldn't it be cool if we did that? Because right now with like the Grammy performance, it was right after it, and we felt like, oh, it feels like everyone's just being like brainwashed into, you know.
That's genius.
So we were like, let's do brainwash eyes. And so that's where we ended up with like the spidery
I love that story. Yeah. That's fantastic. Kim Petras, thank you so much for doing
this. Thank you both. Thank you for the beautiful food.
You are the busiest woman in show business, I swear to God. And you've made time, and you've been so gorgeous and wonderful. And I'm so thrilled for you for all the success. You are so deserving of it.
Thank you.
And I love seeing how much you're enjoying it too, and not you're appreciating it and I'm relishing it. And as somebody in music, I'm just like, I'm fist pumping. I'm pumping the air. I'm so, so proud and happy for
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. It's so exciting to meet you. And your mother is incredible. The food was incredible.
Next time, Lenny is bringing the chicken soup and the schmitzy to us going in the studio.
Yes, that would be fabulous. Please. I would love nothing more. Absolutely.
And you can look after Schnitzel, Tilda, and Carl the pug. I can't actually deal with it.
Cool, Carl.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, darling.
Kim Petras, sweet, gorgeous, kind, lovely, sunny Kim, who is like just fueled by Disney and caffeine and champagne. Our kind of gal.
And haunted houses.
Did you enjoy yourself, Mum?
Loved it. She was a delight.
She's so polite. She was like a really good dinner guest as
well.
Yeah,
she was
very
polite, enthusiastic. Don't know if she liked the food or not, but
she ate it all. We loved having her. She is the busiest girl in show business at the moment.
She's fantastic.
What a wonderful trailblazer, pop star extraordinaire. I'd like you to go and listen to My Coconuts now, Mum.
I'm going to.
My coconuts, you can put them in your mouth. See what you think. She's amazing. Burr is out now. And we can't wait for the album, Kim, coming out on Republic and Ireland.
Yeah.
Need to get those Groot ears. we'll see you next week for more Table Manners.
Yes.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.